It is back to school Tuesday in Northern Virginia for all those school systems that haven't already gone back. Among them, Fairfax County Public Schools, and the superintendent there is Karen Garza. She joins us live this morning on WTOP. Good morning.
Good morning.
So have you got new shoes and a new dress today? You all set?
Oh, we're all fixed up, ready to go. First day of school is always a fun and exciting day.
It sure is. Now you've got some new security systems in place. You have some new thoughts about discipline and whether or not kids should be suspended from school. Tell us about that.
We do have some new disciplinary rules this year in our Student Rights and Responsibilities Handbook. We had a committee that worked with us on that all this past year, and I think we have some very, very positive changes that have been made, trying to reduce the number of days at school students would miss school. And I think the changes are good. And so there's some new behavioral support that we've put in place at our high schools. So all the changes, I believe, are positive, and we'll keep working on that.
Yeah, we mentioned
first
security.
And foremost, security, yes. And a number of our schools, including today, where I'm at Bailey's Upper Elementary School, we do have cameras and secured door access for visitors so that we can protect our students and make sure that only individuals that need to be in our schools are frequenting our schools.
All right. So we are also getting word that there's a problem with whooping cough at a private school in your county. Are there steps that you're taking to prevent it from entering your school as well?
I'm sure that my staff is maybe aware of that. That's the first I've heard that there was a whooping cough situation in another school. But I'm sure, and I'll certainly check with my staff to make sure that we're taking precautions that are necessary.
Now, you've got full-day Mondays, which used to be a half day, and the teachers had that time for lesson preparation. And you're making that change this year. What kind of response are you getting from parents and teachers, and are you excited about it?
We've gotten very positive responses. Of course, our parents throughout the county strongly favored the change to a full-day Monday. Our teachers have also been supportive because we've also put into policy time to protect their planning time throughout the week. So I think all the way around, it was a very good decision. In fact, it added 2.5 hours of instruction per week for our elementary students. So for our students, for our teachers, and I think our parents as well, it was a very positive change. It was prompted primarily, at least initially, due to all the inclement weather we experienced this past year. And this front loads significant additional instructional time, preventing us from having to make up to 13 days should we have significant inclement weather this next school year.
You're not going to use the S word, huh?
No. No, I'm hoping we don't have as much snow as we did last year.
There she goes.
Can y'all help with that?
Uh-huh. Karen Garza, well, best of luck to you in this new school year as it just begins to you. Fairfax County Public School Superintendent Karen Garza there.